عياد الليل ظهر
Human Rights Watch
الليل
says Israeli forces have used violent force
صوت
against civilian Gaza and Lebanon in severe
العين
civilian risk. It says it's been verified videos showing enemy munitions being fired at the Gaza City port.
Recognize the right of the Jewish state in their homeland.
The many Christians in the Western world made sure that Israel has the theology needed. Is that self-defense, we were told? And I continue to ask, how is the killing of 9,000 children self-defense?
It's Christmas Day, and I'm sat in my niece's bedroom, which she's kindly given up for me as I visit my family. I don't have my microphone with me, so excuse the sound quality, but you might be able to hear all of the music, my family's excitement, their screams of delight, their little squabbles, my mum complaining that nobody's done the washing up, my sister laughing at the dogs. And I'm thankful, because I have all my family here with me. Thank you for tuning in for this Christmas Day episode of Bread and Rosaries. I'm Adam Spears, and this is not going to be a long one. I just wanted to take a few moments of your time to think about Christmas in Palestine this year. And I should give you a warning, because this episode will contain descriptions of extreme violence in the context of an ongoing genocide. It's easy to forget that the season of Advent is traditionally a time of lament, where Christians reflect on the brokenness of the world and await the coming of the Messiah. But this year, in the land of Jesus' birth, the celebrations have been cancelled, and Christmas has become a time of lament too. As of writing, the death toll in Gaza is more than 20,000. We've seen indiscriminate bombing, denial of food, water, and medical aid, the targeting of civilians, journalists, and children, scores of men and boys paraded semi-naked in the street, churches and mosques sheltering refugees besieged by Israeli snipers, newborn babies left to die and decompose in their incubators, grandmothers shot, left to die, and then run over by tanks. The list of atrocities goes on and on and on. The genocidal rhetoric from those in positions of command authority in Israel betrays what Israeli historian and Holocaust expert Raz Segal calls a textbook case of genocide. And just 8 days into the onslaught, more than 800 scholars and practitioners of international law, conflict studies, and genocide studies signed a public statement warning of the possibility of genocide being perpetrated by Israeli forces against Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Since then, the death toll has only continued to rise. There can be little question that we are seeing a genocide unfold before our eyes. And yet, our political class, with a few notable exceptions, steadfastly refuses to do anything about it. But it's not just our political class. The Christian response in the West has been muted, to say the least. Again, that's not to say there are no Christian voices doing everything they can to stop these horrors unfolding, but it is to say that there are nowhere near enough. Whilst many Muslims and Jews have been notably present at demonstrations and in the Palestinian liberation movement, Christians have been notably absent, and Christian leadership, it has to be said, has been even worse. Zionism began not as a Jewish movement, but as a Christian one, which grew out of 19th century dispensationalist and millenarian theology. The loudest Zionist voices continue to be fundamentalist Christians, but Zionism now takes many forms throughout society, including within mainstream Christian traditions. And this accounts for a considerable part of why the Christian response to the genocide in Gaza has been so disappointing. On some level, of course it has, because many Christians are simply on the side of Israel, even if they may have concerns at the scale of the death and destruction being meted out by the IDF. Now, I need to be honest in this next bit, because there's no way for me to talk about this without potentially sounding both egotistical and judgmental. So bear with me, because that's really not what I'm going for here, but I need to say this. I've been to quite a lot of demos, both local and national, over the past 2 months, and the Christian presence has been limited. There have normally been Christians there, but not many, and despite inviting a lot of Christians personally, precisely zero have joined me. Zero. And look, I get it. Life is hard. Not everyone has the time, money, or health to do it. And this is not a call out of individuals either, believe me. But zero? Is this what the gospel is? Is this the faith I practice? Is this the God I follow? When so much of this genocide is directly supported and funded by Christian Zionists and Christo-fascists, we absolutely cannot allow them to be the loudest Western Christian voice on it. Feeling sad and saying how terrible it all is isn't enough. The people of Gaza deserve better, and God demands better. Now, I hope this comes across as I intend it, not as it could. And I hope if you're listening to this, it is in some way helpful. We've got big plans on the podcast coming up for the next season, including interviews with important voices on the topic of Palestine and Israel. But for now, we wanted to do something tangible. So we've set up a fundraiser for the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. So if you've got a few pennies, please do consider throwing them that way. The link's in the show notes and it should be up soon. It needs to be processed yet, but you should be able to find it. Until next time, happy Christmas.